From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. During these programs, Dr. Alan Cairns is seeking to encourage God's people in their prayer lives by studying the great model that Christ Himself has given His people, the brief but powerful words we know as the Lord's Prayer. Currently, Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled The Essence and End of All True Prayer. Here we're called to think upon the greatness of God as we pray. In approaching this aspect of prayer, Dr. Cairns has emphasized that praise to God has always been the hallmark in the prayers of every great prayer warrior. First of all, true prayer is not desperation, but devotion. As we focus on the power and faithfulness of our God, we will find great cause for hope, no matter what our circumstances. Then we'll see that true prayer is not self-will, but submission to God's will. All too often, we seek to impose our wills upon the Lord, but it must not be. God's glory is to be first and foremost in all our praying. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called, He Came, He is Coming. The text is Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Many are celebrating our Lord's first coming this day. Let us turn our thoughts to the promise of his second coming. This is as sure as the first advent, and derives a great measure of its certainty from it. He who came as a lowly man to serve will assuredly come to take the reward of his service. He who came to suffer will not be slow in coming to reign. This is our glorious hope, for we shall share his joy. Today we are in our concealment and humiliation, even as he was while here below. But when he cometh, it will be our manifestation, even as it will be his revelation. Dead saints shall live at his appearing. The slandered and despised shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Then shall the saints appear as kings and priests, and the days of their mourning shall be ended. The long rest and inconceivable splendor of the millennial reign will be an abundant recompense for the ages of witnessing and warring. Oh, that the Lord would come! He is coming! He is on the road and traveling quickly. The sound of his approach should be as music to our hearts. Ring out, ye bells of hope! You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We invite you to obtain a copy of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the country of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Or, why did Christ have to be virgin-born? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
When you come to chapter 43 of the Psalms in verse 5, Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. In other words, this is not just a momentary relief. This is not just something that lasts as long as your first little time in the closet. This is something that God will continue to make real in your life. There's another way of putting that, of course. You get this victory today, but you're going to need to discover it afresh tomorrow. Whatever disquiets and discomforts you today can be dealt with as you catch a glimpse of the greatness of your God. Tomorrow, you need to see that greatness afresh. Far too many of us are trying to live today on the memory of last week's or last month's or last year's experience of God. Doesn't work that way. The children of Israel gathered manna fresh day by day. The 92nd Psalm tells us how it is good to sing God's mercy every morning and God's faithfulness every evening. Day by day, we need to see the greatness of our God. In all this, what I'm saying is that our praying must concentrate more on our God than on our need. Now, that runs contrary to most people's feelings about prayer. They want to take the Lord for granted and spend all the time thinking about their needs. At times when people have come to see me in my study or office and I seek to listen to their troubles and seek to counsel them, they look at me as if I'm a heathen when I tell them, you're praying about this, stop praying about it. You're telling me to stop praying about this? Yes, I am telling you, stop praying about it. Quit it altogether. Because you have long since given up praying about it. You're not praying to God about that. All you're doing now is feeding your own fears, phobias, depressions, and unbelief. All you're doing now is reciting all your woefulness and making yourself feel bad, or maybe even for a little while feel good that you feel so bad, telling this to God. But you're not talking to God about it at all. That's not prayer. Oh, prayer will meet your need. You must cover the needs. The Lord's Prayer teaches us that. But true praying must concentrate more upon our God than on our need. The view of the one will affect your view of the other. If you concentrate almost exclusively upon your need, I guarantee you will have a very small view of God and a very, very limited conception of His greatness and a very, very poor exercise of faith. Whereas if you concentrate upon your God, I guarantee it will change how you view your need. It will change how you view your situation, and you will face those needs and those situations with new strength, with new encouragement, with new confidence, with new vigor, and with certainty of victory. How you view one will certainly affect how you view the other. That's why Paul, in writing to the Romans, said in chapter 15, verse 13 of his epistle, "Now the God of hope," let me interject, my emphasis on hope is to remind you that prayer is not desperation, it's devotion. And the key to a happy life in the midst of trying circumstances is the recognition for the Christian, whatever the circumstance, there is always hope, because there is always God. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So true prayer is not desperation, but devotion. It is not self-will, but submission. The Lord's Prayer deals with sincere and spiritual desires. Prayer is of its very nature. This is so fundamental, so simple, that I feel rather idiotic having to say it. But prayer is the expression of deep personal longings. When we pray, we're telling the Lord what we want. When we pray, we are stating our wills to the Lord. The Lord Jesus has taught us in this prayer to pray, "Thy will be done." But however much we say those words, the fact is that if we do not focus on the greatness of our God, our praying will degenerate into the expression of petulant and petty self-will. The man who spends his time praying, supposedly, but paying little or no attention to the greatness of his God, will spend his time sinning, seeking to impose his will upon his God. That's always a very dangerous thing. True prayer leads us to behold our God, to cry, "How great thou art!" And therefore, it leads us to resign all our designs in favor of God's. Indeed, it leads us to lay all our desires at His feet and to cry, "The Lord be magnified." I'll go even further and say this. Let this not be just some pious sounding sentence. Let this sink down into our hearts. When a Christian really gets alone with God and catches some sight by faith of the absolute greatness of God, and he can honestly say, "Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory," that Christian will say, "Lord, in my circumstance, the supreme answer to my prayer will be that the Lord will be magnified." That is the supreme answer. Think of the outstanding example of this in the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. Lying in prison, he writes a letter to one of his favorite congregations, the church in Philippi. He has beautiful memories, not of everything in Philippi, for that's where he was so brutally treated, scourged, and then thrown into jail. But through that he saw a great church established, a church that lay near to his heart. And he had these great memories of fellowship with great saints in Philippi. His heart was warm that when others forsook him, these saints stood by him. When others forgot him, they sent once and again to support him. They were his friends and his colleagues. They were never ashamed of their Father in Christ. As he lay there in a Roman jail, he believed that God had given him good ground to hope that he would be released. That was against all the odds, mind you. There was no chance, humanly speaking, that Paul could be released. None whatsoever. But he felt that God had given him good ground to believe he'd be released and that he would get back to Philippi. As he wrote to them, he said, there are people here who are taking advantage of my imprisonment. And everybody's talking about Jesus. Everybody's talking about the gospel. Some are doing it sincerely. Some are doing it out of malice just to add more fuel to the fire that's burning against me. And then this is what he said. I know that this shall turn to my salvation or my deliverance through your prayer and supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Understand what he's saying. He's saying, brethren, you have prayed that I will be released. And though I would rather go to heaven, I have prayed for your sake that I will be released. And I believe that God has heard our prayer. We have put this desire, we have expressed this will before God. But what is the supreme answer? Whether it is in my living, or whether it is by my dying, let Christ be magnified. That's the attitude that a true view of God begets in us when we pray. It makes our praying a spiritual exercise of the submission of our souls to the will, to the purpose, and to the honor of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.